Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Every time you sit down for dinner, you pass the salt. But when you're wearing your boots, you don't want salt. Just to prove that, let's go to our fashionista, Andy Page, for this week's tip. Hi, Andy.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Pass the salt. That's hilarious. Well, you know, the thing about salt is it's this time of year with the winter that we've had, we've all come to appreciate and value salt. When I step out onto a snowy sidewalk, I am thrilled to see a little salt. But my boots are not.
Right.
I mean, what the salt does to leather and to suede is it, you know, dries it out, of course, and it cracks it. It fades it. It's really, really bad for it. So, you know, I was in a dilemma because I had boots that were on the verge of being ruined. So I had to figure out, okay, what can I do for the salt? And sure enough, it's my number one household tip, you know, white vinegar. I don't know how it is the miracle cure for almost everything, but sure enough, when you do any research, what you want to do is you want to add 1 cup of water and 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. You want to stir it up and then dab that with either a lint-free cloth or a brush or a cotton ball onto all of the salted areas of your shoe. And that can be, you know, either leather or suede. And what happens is the white vinegar actually cuts the acid in the vinegar cuts the salt, and it dissolves the salt so that it will not ruin the leather. So I found that this is the perfect tip. Then you want to let it dry naturally, and if you have boots, you know, you want to put some kind of form in there. I use old magazines rolled up. If you have an old noodle from your swimming pool, you can put noodles in your boots to help them stand up. So there's lots of things you can do, but if you can put a form in there, that's great. So simple water and white vinegar will take the salt away without adding any more harm to your shoes or your boots, and it totally works. It dissolves the salt, and it's fantastic. Remember, I told you a few years ago, once they dry, if you notice there's discoloration or scuffing, then you just take an empty banana peel and rub the banana peel all over your shoes, and it will bring them back to life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Who thinks of this stuff?
Love it. Now, the inside or the outside of the banana peel? I can't remember.
Oh, the inside.
Okay.
The inside. The mushy part.
Okay, the mushy part.
Yes.
Okay.
And let me just tell you, I know that there are millions of people walking around right now with really soggy-looking Uggs.
Yes.
And this works wonders on Uggs, so give it a shot.
And you can find more fashion tips like this from our fashionista, Andy Page, where?
At senseofstyle.com. You can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, or follow me on Pinterest.
Star 105.7.